Hey, this is Dan from Comic Book Pit with CBP Audioboo number 76, Avengers number 243. So the end of last issue saw the Avengers, well, a bulk of the Avengers disappearing through this strange doorway, this big monstrous monstrosity, which we all know sent them off to Battle World to battle villains in the Secret War at the pleasure of the Beyonder, etc., etc. So, this issue picks up with the Vision having a press conference that, you know, where he's assuring the public and the world at large that, you know, though there is no conspiracy to rid the world of its heroes, despite the fact that the Avengers, the Fantastic Four, the X-Men, Iron Man, the Incredible Hulk are all gone. No, nothing's going on. And he says, you know, the Avengers still, you know, will maintain the peace as the world's, you know, premier peacekeeping force. And nope, no problems here. And to prove that, you know, it cuts to Star Fox. Well, a bank robbery in progress, which Star Fox shows up at. And he quickly dispatches the gunman, except for one who grabs a woman, takes her hostage, you know, pointing a gun at her head, and Star Fox is just calmly talking to him, and you can see that he's, you know, he's using his powers of persuasion on the gunman, and, you know, convinces him to put the gun down, take his mask off. The guy's just chuckling, they've got their arms around each other like they're old buddies. Now, to my knowledge, Star Fox is still not revealed this particular power to the rest of the Avengers, so it'll be interesting to see in future issues, you know, if and when he does reveal this power, how they're going to react to it. So then, you know, you've got, you know, cut back to Avengers Mansion, where the Vision, you know, he's done with his press conference, and he's, you know, slinking through the halls, and, you know, he gives Mockingbird a fright. You know, she's not used to him going through walls, and he goes to the command center where Scarlet Witch, his wife, is monitoring for trouble, and of course there is some trouble. There's a giant fire somewhere, and she says, "This sounds like something that I would be suited for." I'm like, yeah, that's what I think when I think fighting fires. I think the Scarlet Witch, but whatever. So she runs off to fight the fire, and then you've got Henry Peter Gyrick and his buddy, the new liaison to the National Security Council, Agent Sikorsky. They show up to the mansion to, you know, to confer with the Vision, to talk about the new status quo, how things are going to shake out here. And they find him all hooked up to all this machinery. He's got, he's wearing this like big computer helmet type thingy, and he's like, "Oh no, there's nothing going on here. I'm just you know, changing the oil, as it were. you know, just checking the old parts, making sure everything's okay after my coma from last month." And so they go off, and, you know, into their meeting, and you find, you know, Scarlet Witch. She's battling blazes. She actually contains the entire building in a hex sphere and cuts off all the oxygen to the fire. And, you know, they were able to get the firefighters out and douse the flames. And, you know, and then all this, and the next thing you know, is this giant flash of light from across town. Scarlet Witch sees it. Mockingbird sees it, everyone sees it, and it looks like the exact same flash of light that happened when the Avengers disappeared. So they all go running over to Central Park, and lo and behold, our heroes are back, but with a few changes. There's Cap, Thor, Wasp, Captain Marvel, Hawkeye, Iron Man, not She-Hulk. So, you know, people are like, where's She-Hulk? Well, we find out later. And of course, this is the, you know, Iron Man didn't disappear with the Avengers originally, but he came back with them, and he doesn't stick with them. He actually takes off, because readers at the time you know, if you weren't reading Iron Man or Secret Wars, you may not have realized that it was actually Jim Rhodes who was piloting the armor and not Tony Stark. So he was, you know, Rhodey was thrown into a hell of a situation, you know, going to secret, you know, the Secret Wars. You know, he came back and he's like, yeah, you know, you've got my number. You know, we can, you know, call me if you need me. So you find out later that She-Hulk came back, but she came back as part of the Fantastic Four. She's wearing a Fantastic Four costume. And that's, you know, Ben Grimm took a leave of absence from the FF, and that's when She-Hulk stepped in. And that was actually a pretty substantial run of comics when She-Hulk was with the FF. I believe that was the, you know, part of the John Byrne era of FF. So she comes back to the mansion just to tell the Avengers that she's going to be switching teams. You know, obviously she's wearing the unitard with the giant four on her chest. So yeah, she's not, you know, going to be an Avenger. So she walks in to find that all the Avengers are there. They're in the middle of a meeting, and the meeting resumes with the Wasp saying, you know, the Vision did, you know, pretty well in our absence. He kept things together. Star Fox was made an official member. You know, he's no longer reserve trainee, whatever. So I feel comfortable, you know, handing the chairmanship over to him. Everyone's in agreement. So Vision's the new chairman. He makes some changes, you know, with this new detached membership status where Thor and She-Hulk can, you know, act as active members when they're available and reservists when they're not. And, you know, but that's still, you know, Hawkeye stands to be like, blah, 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 blah. That still leaves seven members. Who's going to get the can? It's probably going to be me, right? Because blah, blah, blah. I've got self-esteem issues. And they're like, no. We're still going to have six. And this is like huge. This is a huge point in Avengers history. Vision says, you know, with the all the threats coming up on the horizon, we need another team. And you and Mockingbird are going to head up the West Coast branch of the Avengers. And, you know, because we're going to need all the help we can get if we are to battle the Dire Wraiths. So that is the next threat looming on the horizon, the Dire Wraiths. But this is an exciting issue because, like I said, this is the seeds. This is the beginning of the West Coast Avengers, which was, you know, just a big part of Avengers history. So that's all for this issue, and we will see you with issue 244.